Do. Watch live right now at band.video. Good morning, America. Now let's have our daily dose of spoiled brat America. Courtesy of Campus Reform, here it is.
Hi, I'm Ophelia Jacobson with Campus Reform. Recently, protests have broken out in Cuba, and videos and pictures of the protests show Cubans waving the American flag in support of freedom and as a beacon of hope. We're here talking with college students in front of the Capitol today to see what the American flag means to them. Does it also symbolize freedom and democracy? Let's find out. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the American flag?
I would say it represents, like, the union of all people. But, like, there's clearly not a union amongst all of us. There's clearly, like, so many structural inequities.
Honestly, kind of like what's been going on with, like, the country with all the riots and stuff.
I think, like, the flag is a symbol of America, and obviously, like, America has done some horrible things, and, like, that's part of our very complex history.
Shame, honestly. I felt like if I had the American flag and was associated with the American identity, I was associated with, like, a lot of bigotry and, like, a lot of racism and sexism and not stuff that I like really would like to think about the American flag symbolizing. So
it's a symbol of hurt. I'm African American. My family, you know, really built this country up. It's controversial.
I think it symbolizes peace, prosperity, and freedom.
Do you think it represents freedom?
No, I don't. I don't think it's as free as people think it is. And I just think it's a piece of cloth at the end of the day.
For me, no. I don't see myself represented in it, so I would not say it represents freedom to me.
I think it once did, but honestly, like, recently, I'm not too sure anymore. Because with, like, everything going on, I don't know. Just, I think, like, we once were free, but with now, like, there's, like, just new laws and, like, new things coming about that I don't know if that's true anymore.
What type of laws?
I don't know, just, I, like, feel like everything's, like, kind of blocked off.
Do you think the American flag symbolizes freedom?
Yeah, I think it would be really privileged to think it doesn't.
So I want to show you a few photos of some protests that have been happening around the world, most recently in Cuba. They're protesting their communist regime, and you can see American flags being flown at the protest. Back in 2019 in Hong Kong, protesters were also waving American flags, and in Venezuela as well. Why do you think they're flying the American flag in these different nations?
Because they're racist.
I mean, we don't represent a socialist government, so I don't know why they would wave a flag. I'm not really sure, actually.
Do you think they're waving it because it's a symbol of freedom and democracy?
That could, yeah, potentially.
Why do you think these people are waving the American flags overseas?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. A lot of immigrants and people from overseas here around the mall and whatnot. And it's interesting to me to see them all decked out in American flags and everything.
Well, I don't know. It's not this perfect image of equality and opportunity.
I mean, I'm from Ukraine, and so, you know, we obviously love America over there, too. The stigma is, like, you come to America, you get everything you want. And so, like, coming here, like, it's obviously a lot different. Like, you actually have to, like, you know, work for your stuff. And, like, so I think, like, maybe in countries over there, they're just, like, maybe they're just not keeping up with, like, the news around here or something, or, like, they're maybe, like, thinking that, like, everything's fine over here and stuff.
Do you think they're kind of being naive by flying the American flag?
Yes.
Do you think maybe they're being naive?
Yeah, I'd say so. Say they don't really know, like, what's going on. I'd say, I was just saying that those, like, they're, like, our demographic, they are, like, the only ones, for the most part, who truly understand. College-age students have, like, a pretty firm understanding of, like,
well, that's your future leaders of America. They have no idea what's going on. You can watch the rest of that. Young Americans dumbfounded as to why oppressed the Cubans are waving American flags. Good morning, everyone. It's the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Stick around. We got a lot to cover, including some interesting findings out of the Arizona audit. That the White House is desperately trying to cover up. And I saw an interesting interview from Rand Paul. Parts of it were awesome. Parts of it were terrifying. So we'll get to all that coming up on the American Journal.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements in the next 60 seconds. First off, green fiber capsules, highest quality fiber you're going to find with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals. This is an incredible formula. Everybody should be taking it. Men, women, children, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. It's our newest product. It's 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have both types of X2s, the exact same X2 in the bottle, but one has a spray cap, one has a dropper cap for 60 and 40% off, depending on which one. They're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off of the spray bottle is unprecedented, but I want you to experience the power of the good halogen and learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The new green fiber capsules, 50% off, and X2 in the spray bottle and in the dropper bottle for 60 and 40% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Experience deep earth crystal iodine for itself and keep your gut healthy at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right. I open up my little smart device this morning, and look what I found. Young man saying, "Free Cuba," wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt. The man who literally enslaved Cuba. It's interesting. I've had friends go to Cuba, and they say, oh, it's amazing. They have all these 1950s cars, and the guys have to be really, they have to make their own parts almost because they can't get anything coming in. It's an amazing country. And now they've cut off their internet. We've seen the videos, the young lady on TikTok talking about her family. People are starting to speak up. In fact, I don't know if I sent you guys this. I may have the I haven't even looked through my articles. I was too busy getting ready this morning, but President Trump made a statement and is like, how can we not be condemning what's going on, the crackdowns that's going on in Cuba, and supporting the Cuban people? He's totally supporting the Cuban people. It took, I don't know, several days for Biden. And it's funny, Trump is letting Biden kind of, you know, give him a couple days to say something. When he doesn't, then he comes out full bore, and it really is a treat. And I will have that. I'll have that for you coming up. But I do want to show you guys this. I got a letter from the White House. All right. No, they're not investigating me for an insurrection. I don't think so. But Joe Biden's going to give me free stuff. It's even signed by Joe Biden. On March 11th, 2021, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan, a bailout of some sorts, a comprehensive strategy that is helping the nation put an end to the public health and economic challenges of the pandemic, including $1,400 rescue direct payments sent to most Americans by early April. I don't know if I saw that one. Now, and this is to tell me about the child tax benefit. So, you're going to get $3,000 per child between 16 and 17 and $3,600 for every child under six. That's your new child tax credit. But then they're going to start paying you that money early. So up to $250 for the older kids and $300 for the younger kids. So that's what you get. And my only, and you know, it's in Spanish on the back too. Mi compatria. So there you go. That's the Biden rescue plan. My only question is, how much did it cost to send out these letters to all the Americans? You know, what do you think that cost? $5? So Biden's going to give us free money. We should all be happy. We should all take comfort knowing that Biden's there to help us. Unless you're actually like Cuba and actually wanting freedom. Well, then we're going to stand back because we don't want to speak out against the communist regime. And AOC, you guys might be able to even find this. AOC popped up today. Of course, she didn't condemn the communists. She condemned the embargoes we have against the communist nation. Oh, there's some video coming out. That's good. Starting to see some more video coming out of Cuba. And this is great. These people are a model of what we should be doing more and more often, instead of these, you know, Black Lives Matter burning thing. Look at this, marching down the street. They even have their flags. I'm looking for American flags. I don't see any American flags, but there's definitely photos. There might be one of them. No, that's a shirt. Wait, these might be pro. I think I just saw a picture of Fidel Castro on these. Is this a pro-Cuban, pro-communist regime march? See, I think I see a picture of Che right, or not Che, Fidel right there. That's a Fidel. So that's interesting. So these guys are allowed to march. Oh, guys, what is the title of that video? Anybody want to pipe in? The what? Repiten, por favor.
We're going to check the caption.
Hold All right.
On a second.
Well, interesting. We don't know the title of that video. I guess we're just finding videos and throwing them up. That looks like that was a pro-communist regime march that was allowed to go on, because that's the kind of protests that are allowed to go on. Because I didn't see an American flag, and I didn't see any Che Guevara t-shirts. Residents in the town have mobilized in defense of the revolution Fidel against U.S. intervention. Ah, see, there it is. There it is. Pro. And see, here's the thing, people. See, your eyes. The news would put that on and say, you know, look, they're allowing people to protest. Look, see? No, this is state-sanctioned. State-sanctioned. Who? Now, I can't see from the thing on top. Who tweeted that out? Is that Amnesty International? The Kawashuan News? Oh, analysis from Bolivia. Okay. All right. Good. Bolivians, I think, they elected a socialist leader who seemed to be more populist. Populist socialist. I forget his name. I don't know much about South America. I should probably know more. In fact, if anybody has information on Cuba, we're going to open up the phone lines probably at the bottom of the hour and start taking your calls on Cuba. And then also, what should we do? I'm going to get into this election fraud news coming out of Maricopa County. And I think next segment, we're going to play a bunch of these videos. They're short, but it's coming out of the audit. They're having hearings. These were put out. This is on Citizen Free Press. These guilty plaques. So thousands of duplicate ballots without serial numbers in ballot boxes. Guilty. All right. Based on system forensics, there's no way the county can certify the election to be safe. Guilty. Over 74,000 votes, more mail-in ballots were received. So what they're saying is 74,000 more mail-in ballots were received and counted than were mailed out. That's pretty cool. Is that what they call fuzzy math? What answer makes the most sense, right? What answer feels right? Joe Biden feels right. 11,326 votes. These were voters who were not on the voter rolls on November 7th. 11,000 votes. 11,000 votes of people not on the voter rolls. 3,981 votes were registered to vote in violation of Arizona Supreme Court ruling issued prior to the election. Okay. And the last one here, Maricopa was supposed to use vote secure paper that should not bleed through. These ballots show there was bleed through, which should cancel the ballots. Vote secure. Maybe that was some of the watermarking that some people were talking about that existed. So I believe a state senator has called for recalling the electors to Arizona. It's just going to get crazier and crazier as we go to these. In fact, we got a couple minutes. Let's go to the first one about the 74 mail-in ballots with no evidence of them ever being sent. I guess that means they were flat, not folded, which is what we're seeing all over the place. Let's go to that. That is video number one.
So, for example, we have 74,243 mail-in ballots where there is no clear record of them being sent. And just to be clear, here in the state of Arizona, there's EB-32s and EB-33s. EB-32s is supposed to give a record of when a mail-in ballot is sent, and an EB-33 is supposed to give a record of when the mail-in ballot is received. And so there should be an equal, you know, there should be more EB-32s, more sent out than there are that are received. Specifically with these, we can tie them to a specific individual that was mailed to. And so we have 74,000 where we have them came back from individuals where we don't have a clear indication that they were ever sent out to them. That could be something where documentation wasn't done right. There was a clerical issue. There's not proper things there. But I think when we've got 74,000, it's, you know, it merits, you know, knocking on a door and validating some of this information.
So, Madam President.
Wow. And now it's July, and this election was in November of last year. And now we're just now seeing 74,000 votes that they have no clear chain of, they don't know if they've been mailed out. They don't know if they've been received. They were there. And there's a lot of pissed off people in Arizona. A lot of pissed off people. In fact, if you were there when Alex Jones was there, I was looking through some of the video. Q Shaman was even there when that was going on. And, so that guy was all over the place. And he was dressed exactly the same, the war paint. Because he was very striking when you see him. You're like, geez, who's this guy? He was there, too, with all the Stop the Steal protests going on. So we'll be back with more. We got more, a lot more to cover here on the American Journal.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going till it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
I go from where it ain't friendly.
Welcome back, everyone, to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for Harrison Smith. He's taking a couple well-deserved days off. We were talking last segment at the end there of the audit. I want to go back to those clips, but first I want to give out the number. I want to start getting you guys loaded in. What's your take on the audit revelations that have been coming out? Of course, this is stuff we've known for months. But finally, and of course, I don't think any of, see if y'all could find any mainstream media covering it other than saying sham audit. The only thing I saw yesterday was a Huffington Post article calling it a sham audit and that they're investigating the people who are looking into this. But 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, that's the number to call in. Let's get the conversation going as quick as possible. I want to hear any tips you have, whatnot, and we will take it from there. But let's go to the next clip. Over 11,000 people not on voter rolls in November. That almost takes you to the I wonder what I see. That's great, 11,000 people not on the vote. How did those 11,000 people vote that aren't supposed to be on the voter rolls? Was it 100% Joe Biden like we saw the absentee ballots in Georgia? Yeah, that's what I'd want to know. But anyway, here's the clip.
So we have also seen some interesting things related to the voter rolls. So, for example, we have 11,326 people that did not show up on a November 7th version of the voter rolls that should have been after votes were cast, but then appeared on the December 4th voter rolls. And just to be clear, they show as voted in this past election, but they were not a November 7th version of the file, and they did show up on the December 4th version.
Okay, that sounds confusing. Give me an explanation of why that might have. I mean, we're not saying there's fraud. We're not saying anything else. I'm just trying to find answers. Is there a logical explanation why that would be?
I cannot think of a logical explanation on what that would be, but it'd be a great thing to hear back from the county to see if there's anything that we're not thinking of.
Oh, well, but the county doesn't want to talk to anybody, you know. The election officials don't want to talk to anybody. The Secretary of State doesn't want to talk to anybody. Here it is. Arizona State Senator calls for new elections, says Biden electors must be recalled. And that's in Newsweek. Oh, all right. I'm amazed that they actually put that in there. Maybe something is starting to happen. Next clip, 3,981 voters were registered after the registration deadline. And I like how the commissioner, whoever that was up there, is like, we're not saying there's fraud. How would we get 11,000 people who weren't even registered to vote at the time on the voter rolls? How would they cast votes? And then they show up on the redo back later on in December. So, all right, let's learn about these nearly 4,000 voters who got to vote after the registration deadline. There we go.
So we have, from what I understand here in Arizona, Hobbs had requested that the registration date for voting be moved up to Election Day, and there was actually a court case that moved it back to October 15th. Based on the registration information that we found in the voter rolls, we have 3,981 individuals who show as having voted in this election, and their data shows up in the canvas as having voted in this election. However, they were registered after October 15th.
And I can see how that could happen. There's a lot of information flowing back and forth. There's a court case. We don't know what the court case is. Then it moves the date back. And then people were supposed to go back and do their job and remove people from the voter registration rolls. And they didn't do it, probably because they're Democrats. Let's go to audit clip number four. 18,000 voters were later removed from the voter rolls after voting in the election. So they voted in the election and then they were removed from the rolls. There's got to be cute names we could come up with all these. So let's go to that clip.
20,000, I think it was about, actually closer to 18,000, who voted in the election and then showed from as being removed from the voter rolls soon after the election. So they were on the voter rolls, they showed as voted, and then they were removed. And there could be a good logical explanation for that, but it was just, it seems like an large number to immediately have after an election be removed. And so getting more documentation on the request to remove from voter rolls or other process to make sure that makes sense seems logical. In addition, again, knocking on doors and canvassing can help validate that information.
Okay. Mr. Bennett, besides knocking on doors, how would we also obtain that information? Secretary of State, voter rolls, Maricopa County, or knocking on doors is the only way to do it? I don't understand.
Well, the original voting records are kept at the county level. That is shared electronically on a daily basis with the Secretary of State's office. It keeps a statewide voter database. The Secretary of State's office receives information from vital records and other the courts and et cetera, that is then in kind of reverse sent to the county levels to let people know, let the counties know who's died, who's been adjudicated in a court hearing as being incompetent or lost their voting rights because of a felony conviction or something like that. So I guess we could look at almost daily data between the county and the Secretary of State's office.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Maybe you'd expect maybe 500, 1,000 people who, but no, 18,000 voters. So they voted in the election, then they were removed from the voter rolls. You know, even Germany, of all places, has come out and criticized the way we run elections. They're like, we don't use these voting machines that you guys use. Germany. The place where Hitler came from. They're saying we have bad elections. It's great. Now, Vice President Harris is going to be meeting with Merkel today because Joe just can't do it. Joe can't do two a days. He can't do 2 days in a row. He's done. All right. I see we have Eric and Joshua, Johnny, a bunch of other people lining up. We're going to get to your calls in the next segment. Hey, one question. Are you guys going to get Freedom Phones? A lot of people are talking about the Freedom Phone. We got Jack Posobiec put out a tweet about getting your Freedom Phone. It was funny. Jacob Wall, I guess, then showed a screenshot showing he's like Jack Posobiec still on his iPhone. So I don't know. Maybe he's not on the Freedom Phone. Maybe he is. I don't know. Candace Owens is plugging the Freedom Phone. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see. We had an interview with the founder of the Freedom Phone, or the CEO, yesterday. Owen interviewed him. And there's a couple things that I was like, that's interesting, of what he said during the interview. And then I want to show you guys a story of how it could all turn out if this guy is not on the up and up, you know. Greenwald comes out with a Freedom Phone. I'm probably going to buy it. This guy, I don't know. He hasn't been around. So, but maybe that's good. Maybe he hasn't been bought off. We don't know. What we do know is we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to go to your calls. We're going to cover the Durham. Hey, guys, the Durham report's coming. Hold your breath. It's coming. It's coming. We'll be right back. Maybe it'll be out after this break. Wouldn't that be amazing?
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm going to catch 22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm going to catch 22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, bro.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thank you for joining me. Of course, you can find these and other great shows that we do every day live. Each one's three except for the Alex Jones Show. That's got the extra bonus hour in it. So 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., you got the American Journal. 11 to 3, the Alex Jones Show. And 3 to 6, the War Room. So we're doing 10 hours a day here in Austin, Texas. It is weird. I've just been thinking about it lately. Like, you couldn't do this, you know, any other place. Totally independent, totally listener supported. We don't get big box store sponsors. We don't get Jeff Bezos kind of treatment from the government. We don't get government loans like NPR and grants. You know, it's supported by you. All of it comes from you. And we really appreciate that. That's why we like to take your calls and see what's on your minds, what you want to think about. So let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Joshua in Midland, Texas. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Joshua Abraham, son of Larry Abraham. First of all, let me give a shout out to all my fellow Masons out there, keepers of the cornerstone, followers of Tubal Cain, and my fellow traveling men. I was at a Masonic Bible study the other day, and we got disclosed some very alarming information. We were told about Operation High Jump and the truth about the lost city of Shambhala and the Hollow Earth.
Hey, and, let me ask you something, Joshua. Does your dad know what you're doing?
My dad passed away in 2008. May he rest in peace. And
yeah, I'm sure he would not be. I'm sure he would not be happy with the course of action you're taking at this point.
Well, my Masonic infiltration is only for the Christian movement, my brothers. My Masonic infiltration is to let the people know what the inside is really thinking about and what they're really studying to get this out to your listeners.
Oh, okay. Because, all right. That's fair.
I went around the Oath of Light. I outsmarted the Masons, actually, and I got brought up to the 33rd degree of the Order of the Melchizedek. And with my knowledge of the scriptures and with my knowledge of the esoteric and with my bloodline especially, they pretty much what we call fast-tracked me to the top. But getting back to what we were told about Operation High Jump and the lost city of Shambhala in the Middle Earth and how the false alien invasion, Operation Majority, is going to come from the North and the South Pole, the South with the Americans and the Nazis in the South and the Chinese and the Russians in the North. This will be the false alien invasion. And then we went instantly to the lost, the Dead Sea Scrolls, to the Book of Baruch, and we coincided with the prophecy of the attack of the Shadim. We were also told about the Griotta Treaty, how Dwight D. Eisenhower gave a silent surrender to the Nazis and sold out America in a silent surrender. And that's why ever since the 60s, we've been on this fast track to the Nazi culture in the 30s of the New Age and movement, the New Age and life.
Well, you know, I have to disagree with you there because we were already funding the Nazis before Eisenhower could have sold out to the Nazis. So,
yeah, we were already funding the Nazis, and the history books told us that they lost the war, but we were told in the Masonic Lodge how they actually gave up the war and they focused on their high technology and retreated to their bases in New Schwabenland over there down there in Antarctica. And ever since, and with that being capitalized with Operation Paperclip and all the Nazi technology, basically they're up on the moon. And Buzz Aldrin, fellow Mason, fellow traveling man, he gave the full disclosure how we were only allowed to come back there 6 times. And we can never use the same astronauts, and how we were only allowed to go up there a certain amount of times and never to come back. This is why we were never, this is why we never went back to the moon. We were also told that the third temple that the Masons purified.
So you think we went to the moon?
Oh, yeah, we absolutely did. But what we saw on the cameras was we saw them take off and we saw them come down. But what we saw on the moon up there was not the image at all. What we were told in the Masonic Lodge is that when they landed, that they were in, like, completely circled by all these Nazi Vril ships. They call their UFOs the Vrils. This goes to the Vril Society of the Thule Society that actually found the key and the link to communicate with these extraterrestrials and get the extraterrestrial technology. And we were also told that the third temple, and this is the sole purpose of the Masons, the sole purpose of the Masons is to build the third temple by 2030 and to prepare it for the Antichrist of Shadim, what you call Nikolai. Are you guys still there?
I'm still listening. I'm enamored with what's going on at this point. Keep going.
Well, we Masons were told that when we built the first temple and we built the second temple, now we're going to build the third temple for Nikolai, what you call the Antichrist, by 2030. That has to be erected by 2030. And it coincides with the Agenda 2030. We're also told that Jesus will return by 2033 with his mothership called the New Jerusalem, found in the Book of Revelation.
Magic number 33. Yeah. Well, you guys like that 33 number. Hey, tell us about the number 33. Why do the Masons like 33 so much?
Well, basically, the number 33 is a parallel of when the first angels came down on Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon is on the northern 33rd parallel in Israel, or northern Israel, southern Lebanon, and that's where the angels first came down. And this is why we tested our nukes on the northern 33rd parallel over in New Mexico. The number 33 is very sacred because it's the number of vertebrae in our back. Like, there's a whole different bunch of esoteric and exoteric references, but mainly it's basically where the angels first touched down to mingle themselves with humanity on the northern 33rd parallel. And this is what you guys know as the elongated skull. This is the Nephilim bloodline. And we were told that Jesus will return by 2033 with the mothership of the New Jerusalem that's parked right in front of Venus. This is why Jesus said, "I am the bright and morning star." And if you know the bright and morning star, you know that's the planet of Venus that guides up the sun every morning.
Well, there you go. Josh, I'm going to leave it right there because you gave me a lot to think about. I appreciate you calling in. Wow. I didn't know all that about the 33. There's the elongated skulls, by the way, for those of you who think Josh is full of it. There it is right there. Thanks for calling, Josh. I appreciate it. Love your dad. He's a great guy. Let's go to Eric in Kentucky. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, I was just wondering what happened to Mike Lindell's cyber symposium that he announced that he was going to do on June 27th. He was supposed to announce sometime around the 4th when he was going to do that, and that's not – I've never heard anything else from that.
I don't track Mike all that much. I know Mike's a great guy, and he's running around doing a lot of things right now. I think Mike Lindell has done more for election integrity than probably anyone else. Everything he does may not be perfect, and so things happen. I don't know. But he is bringing out, at least talking to people and putting them on camera, people who've studied this stuff, people who've looked at the numbers. He's put out several documentaries, which, in fact, I think they're in the election in Evidence of Election Fraud channel on band.video. I think if you guys go there, you can pull up a couple of the Mike Lindell pieces that we posted. He's put together long documentaries on this subject that he's paid with his own money. He's put in a studio. He's done it. It kind of looks like a baby InfoWars when I look at it. And so here it is. Promises cybersecurity fuzzing on election fraud will change history and reinstate Trump. So that was on 7/4. He announced that. There's Mike Lindell presents scientific proof. He put that out in April. He got a lot of heat for that one. They were pulling that out. But, yeah, go to the Evidence of Widespread Election Fraud channel, and you can see a lot. In fact, we just put a clip up there of an audit clip, which we'll play when we come back from the break. But that's a good question, Eric. I'll look into that and see if I can find any news on what Mike Lindell is doing. And once again, you can support everything we're doing by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll have more to talk about that when we come back from break. And we're also got Johnny in Denmark. We got Riley in Kentucky, Patrick in Boston. Interesting callers already this morning, though. Thanks for calling in, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Iodine is one of the most important drivers in the body for fertility, for cellular function, for libido, for life. If you don't have iodine, you die in a matter of months. So if you don't have oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. If you don't have water, you die in a week or so. If you don't have food, a month or so. But what's in that food? Iodine. But if your food doesn't have that atomic pure iodine, it can't operate. And the food itself is lacking. That's why most people on Earth are deficient in iodine. And governments are lowering the allowance you're supposed to need to have because they want control. Ladies and gentlemen, our information is powerful. Our products are just as powerful. Experience clean iodine today. It's discounted. 40% off of the dropper bottle, 60% off of the spray bottle. You take it to your mouth. Pure atomic iodine with free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait any longer. Just like our information is powerful, our products are just as powerful. They don't want you to experience this. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Find out what you're missing. Get the missing link. Get X2.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Day, Joshua from Midland, he's the son of the late Larry Abraham, and I first found out about Larry Abraham and Gary Allen in the book, right here, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And back then, I bought this book actually in a used bookstore in the conspiracy section. I bought this book and a book called Who Runs Congress by the Ralph Nader Congress Project. Say what you want about Ralph Nader. The guy was a consumer advocate. A little socialist, little green, but overall, I think a guy who's looking out for humanity back in the day. But anyway, that's why I kind of let Joshua Abraham kind of roll with whatever he was rolling with, which I'm not sure what he's rolling with, but he's definitely rolling with something. But interesting symbols. We had a special guest in here a few weeks ago. I'm not even going to tell you who he was because he didn't want anybody to tell us he was here. But I showed him this book because he's well versed on Antifa, but not on like the global conspiracy. And it's funny. I showed him this book and he pointed to the black fist right there. And that's what's right. And I hadn't even really noticed it because to me, it's, you know, just the cover of this book. But I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is. The fist, pressure from above, this is pressure from below. This is pressure from above, this is pressure from above, this is pressure from above, this is pressure from below. Anyway, Gary Allen with Larry Abraham wrote the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. We used to sell it here at InfoWars. In fact, check and see if it's available in the bookstore. We still probably sell this book. It's a quick read, it's a great read, and it's a great primer if you don't know anything about what we're talking about. When we start talking about the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, if you don't know what those are, go get this book. This book will tell you all about it. You know, it's got a lot about Norman Dodd. He's an interesting fellow. If you really want to get into this stuff about people who are investigating this, Norman Dodd was part of the Reese Committee, and he did some interesting, had some interesting findings. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff in here. It's short, quick read. I love this old feel of this old paperback. Anyway, do we sell it at the InfoWars store? Do we look? Okay. We used to sell it. I guess we don't anymore. So you're going to have to find it in a used bookstore just like I did many years ago. And this was even before I had ever heard of Alex Jones. I read this book. So this was when I heard Alex talking on the radio back in 98. I'm like, how is this guy talking about stuff in this book? I didn't think people were allowed to talk about this on the air. Who knew? And let's go back to your calls. We got Johnny in Denmark. We got Riley, Patrick, Corey, Freeman in Missouri. But before we go to your calls, I want to tell you about all the store sales we have, which is the reason we're on the air, is because you go to the InfoWars store, you buy products, you tell people about it, you wear the T-shirts, you're proud InfoWarriors. And right now, Greens Fiber Capsules, Total Amino Acid Supercharger, introductory price $19.95. Look at that. It's got all the greens. That's why it says greens. I was like, why is it? Instead of green fiber, it's greens fiber. Well, there's a lot of leafy greens out there, and they crush them all up. I don't know how they do it. And they mix them all up and put them in those capsules. And plus the amino acids, I think, are the big game changer there. Winter sun, 50% off. There were studies out there that I think it was like 80% of people in the hospitals had low vitamin D levels from COVID. So get your winter sun. That's your good vitamin D. Especially as we are getting slowly, we're halfway through summer, going into fall, stock up now so you have it for the fall, especially at 50% off. Knockout sleep support. In fact, I took a knockout last night because I was reading to my kids, and I usually fall asleep. Those kids are such good readers. I fall asleep listening to them read. I read to the little one, and then the third one, he reads to us, and he put me to sleep. Anyway, I woke up at midnight, and I'm like, oh, man, I have to go on the air. I have to be in the office or on the air in 8 hours. What am I going to do? I took a knockout, went to sleep. It was great. So knockout sleep support, 50% off. Down and out liquid sleep support. I haven't tried the down and out liquid, but I do like the knockout. I can definitely full support of knockout, down and out, 50% off as well. Alexa Pure Pro, 10% off, only 50 in stock. So probably they're gone. But get your Alexa Pure Pro if you don't have a water filter. Get a water filter. We also have Pro Pure water filters as well. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. There's Survival Shield X2 spray, 60% off. Now, I'm going to give you a little consumer tip. If you want to save money, you have your dropper bottle already of X2 and you love your X2. Get you two or three bottles of the spray and just use your dropper in those. It's the same X2. It's the same X2. This stuff is just being sprayed in the back of your throat. It's the same exact X2 right there. Look at that. Consumer tip from Rob Dew. And for his privacy pouches, 50% off. That's like the old school way of having, a freedom phone. Super male and super female vitality, 50% off. All water filtration systems and filters, 10% off. And storable foods, 10% off extended 1 week only. You need to have your storable food. Food prices are going up. It's a good way to supplement what you can buy in the stores and then supplement with the food out there, check that out now. 10% off. You can get 2 weeks. You can get 2 months. You can get 3 months. You can get a year. You can get 6 months. All of it available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Help us go to the next level. We appreciate your support. It's your support that keeps us on the air and keeps us going. I can't stress that enough. We would not be here unless if there was not enough people out there supporting the work we're doing. You can see it's starting to pay dividends. And with that, we go to Johnny in Denmark, who I'm sure has some great information for us. Johnny, how are you doing this morning? Good morning.
Okay, Rob. Thanks. Basically, since the subject is the audit, I just wanted to kind of take a panoramic view of what's going on and just kind of advice to myself and everybody else to beware of confirmation bias. And always to take a hard look at the facts, because honestly, I thought myself that Trump would call BS on the obviously fraudulent election by noon on January 20th. And when he didn't, there were some, you know, reactions to that, like, you know, like all this is BS, kind of the, in the extreme form, the David Knight reaction. However, you know, it does, we have to be a little bit careful also about being too extreme about things. Just because we weren't right about, you know, one aspect of something doesn't mean we weren't right about, any of it. And it could be, that as, our friend Mike Adams, Brighteon.com, sometimes a guest and a host on InfoWars, and X22Report.com's Dave has said, and even Steve Pachetta came on and said, we just have to be wary of giving specific dates for it, because the most likely dates for it, whatever, January 6th, January 20th, haven't been met. But I, like you, I take Mike Lindell quite seriously, and when he says, that he has all the data packets, which will basically force the Supreme Court to rule 9-0 in Trump's favor, I don't think we can be quite so dismissive about it. You know, just as we can't be, you know, dismissive about Dr. Steve Pachetnik, even though he might have gotten it wrong. Let's not forget, you know, he's gotten lots of things right over the years. Not a perfect record, but a very good one. And he has his loyalty to the U.S., the U.S. Constitution, and particularly the Republic, is unquestionable. I mean, he served in both Democratic and Republican administrations, and, you know, was a co-founder of Delta Force, was an instructor at the War College, at, you know, first person at the highly elite NWO CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, to resign therefrom. And the reason is quite interesting, because he didn't like what happened at 9/11, and he knew immediately it was a false flag, and he was disgusted that the globalists let it take place. So I think, you know, we have to kind of sit and wait in a certain sense, but I'm cognizant of the fact that we can't wait too long.
Yeah. How long are we going to wait? Are we going to wait for this Durham report to come out? I mean, I'm going to be 65 years old when the Durham report comes out.
Not sure. I would put it much sooner than that. It has to happen, preferably this year, at latest this year. Otherwise, we might not have a republic or a free world to speak of. I'll say that.
Well, and what if it's like the Inspector General report, where it's got these admissions of things that were crimes? We're like, well, we don't think any of this is criminal. You know, we think what I think it's going to be is they all thought they were doing what was best for the country. So we're going to give them a pass, even though what they did was criminal.
If that's the case, that's bad, obviously. But a lot depends. I think our assessment of the situation depends a lot on what we think Trump's position was, whether he was a man of the people, which a lot of people, including myself, believe, or whether he was a total traitor, which is what, for example, David Knight believes, or, like a lot of us believe, you know, somewhere in between. Someone who meant well but couldn't quite get everything done that he wanted to get done.
Well, I'll say this as we go to break. There's a lot of issues he brought up, that Trump brought up, that were never brought up in the mainstream. He totally destroyed Jeb Bush in one debate.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years.
deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, the same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have got me some of the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, our first caller of the day, Joshua, brought up the Nazis in World War II. This report by Greg Reese tells you where we've gone since then. It's an amazing report. It's called This is the End. Here it is.
As far as the public was concerned, the Nazis may have lost the war, but their ideology has continued to spread ever since. Following World War II came the United Nations, mass fluoridation of the water supply, the dumbing down of the education system, postmodernism, political correctness, and the war on drugs. For many, this has gone unnoticed. The Nazis became the pop culture model of fascism. Black leather and jack boots became the symbols of authoritarianism. Fascism could now hide itself behind a smile in a suit and a tie. The majority had no idea of the global fascist state being slowly installed behind the scenes. And now it's here. COVID was just the beginning of their endgame. The same private corporations and NGOs that planned and executed the COVID hoax are now preparing the next phase. We can soon expect a massive cyber attack.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
The World Economic Forum, who sponsored tabletop simulations for COVID just weeks before the outbreak, are now doing the same for cyber attacks, which will be the reset button needed for their great reset. And when the grid goes down, it will take banking and shipping down with it, killing millions in the overcrowded cities. Those with a survival instinct will leave the cities, which is why the Rural Domestic Preparedness Consortium, a part of Homeland Security and FEMA, is currently training for the isolation and quarantine of rural communities. After their great reset, we know how they plan to build back better. Two key agents of the Great Reset, Regina Dugan and Ken Gabriel, both worked for DARPA, greenlit RNA vaccine research in 2012, and then went on to Google and Facebook, where they set up DARPA equivalents. In 2018, they joined Wellcome Leap, founded by the world's richest medical research foundation. Their stated goal, to be completed no later than 2030, is to have 80% of all children under the age of 3 monitored 24/7 with wearable devices that will read their brain patterns, specifically focusing on keeping the individual motivated to work. They plan to have an in silico model of a child's brain to be used as the model brain that all infants will be molded to via therapeutic interventions. Like slaves in a dystopian sci-fi movie, except this is not a movie, and it's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's all happening. The entire world is under attack, with seemingly no pushback. And if we don't push back, then it's all over. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, and you can watch that report, and actually you can grab it and share it. Guys, scroll up a little, show people where the share button is on that. You can go to exclusive report. There it is. There's the share button. You click that, it takes you to a URL that's freeworldnews.tv. And you can use that. You can share that report anywhere. Anywhere. When you hit that copy link button right there, boom, Free World News. Free World News. That's amazing that we have this technology that we could spoof. Not even spoof our site. We basically have to re-index it on this other site. And we do this all the time, and that's how we get around the censors. So you can help us get around the censors by copying that link and sharing that report. It's only got 367,000 views. It should have twice as many.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right. You're not listening to Coast to Coast, but you may have fallen asleep and thinking you're still awake, and it's nighttime, early morning hours. In fact, it is the early morning hours. It's 9 a.m. Central here in the great state of Texas. I'm your host, Rob Duke, with The American Journal. I have sitting next to me Dan Lyman, who runs a couple websites. You got InfoWars Europe and Border Hawk. And, you know, I didn't ask you to do this, but let's plug a few stories on them as we go through this hour. You're going to be with me for the whole hour. Plug some of the different stories that you're doing on those sites and tell people about them, because, you know, I knew about Border Hawk, but I'd forgotten about Border Hawk because it's not – I don't see it every day. And I also want to talk with you about the Freedom Phone. You know, a lot of people don't know – even if an app gets banned in the store, you can go to the website and still put it on your home screen. I have all the Gab stuff. I have everything on my stupid iPhone. And, you know, so even if something's banned, I have two InfoWars apps where I could go and get the InfoWars stuff. I have the band.video app. I could do it all, and I don't have to even be tied to the app store, which is great because I don't have to accept their mandatory updates, which is what got a lot of people in trouble with this latest hack. It came through on the update. The update came through and it made everything live, you know, so that was something Microsoft put out. So what's going on in your world, Dan Lyman?
Well, you know, going to that, definitely, our UI for the actual InfoWars site on a phone looks really good. Mm-hmm. When you just tag it onto your homepage, and when you open it up, it's got the streaming links and everything. So I definitely recommend that. And the band, app as well. I mean, they're not technically from the App Store, but they look great when you open them up on the phone. They're very easy to
use. They're right there.
Yeah.
And I can share everything. I can do anything I want. And basically all you do is you get to the site and then you push down real quick and then you go to the thing, add to home screen. And it makes a button and you can move it. It feels like an app. It feels just like an app. And it's a way to get around the censors. You know, you don't have to depend on anybody. You just do it yourself.
And we're not pushing notifications to you. We're not doing anything creepy spying on you. So highly recommend that for sure. And you can do the same thing for InfoWars Europe. You can do that for NewsWars.com, and you can do it for BorderHawk.news because we're not on the App Store. But if you go to BorderHawk.news, every day we load a full site's worth of updates that are basically an aggregation of all the important immigration news of the day, from specifically from the U.S., but we also have sections for Europe and international news as well. And if you want to go there and just get an idea of the landscape of what's going on, you know, very Drudge style, where if you don't have the time to read all these articles, you can at least read the headlines and get an idea of what's going on. But if you do want to, you can go to the source material and read that as well. And we aggregate stories, Twitter, you know, tweets. We have InfoWars videos, anything related to immigration all around the world. So we're updating that every single day. And I encourage everyone to tag that onto your homepage as well on your phone.
And Kamala's doing a heck of a job down there at the border, right?
Oh, definitely. We're so glad she's the border czar.
Yeah, I mean, it's really helping our case that she's the border czar. So I was playing some audit clips. What was your takeaway from the audit hearings yesterday in the state Senate of Arizona?
From what I've seen, obviously been quite busy doing some of the shows here and just being with you guys here in the studio. So I haven't had a chance to watch everything as much as I would like to, but it does seem like the dam is breaking, and it seems like the information that needs to come out is finally coming out. The unfortunate thing is that these people are under so much intense pressure from the regime and, of course, from the intelligence agencies that are, you know, basically threatening them, telling them that they need to discontinue what they're doing. So I have to give so much credit to the people that continue to fight in Arizona, in Georgia, Pennsylvania. You know, these are true patriots.
You know they're getting threatened.
Absolutely.
You know it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's they're constant. I mean, we have weird stuff happening where the ballots are being held. You know, there's break-ins there when there shouldn't be, and there's supposed to be security guarding them and police, and there's not. And you have these people, they're definitely getting death threats on their families and themselves. So, you know, so much praise to them for continuing this fight. And I do hope that it comes to something, because they've obviously turned up enough information to really put into doubt with proof that the 2020 election was very suspicious at minimum.
It was not the most safe and secure election of all time. I'll say that. So let's go to a caller. Let's go to Kelly or Riley. I'm sorry, Riley in Kentucky. How are you doing today, Riley? Riley in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going?
Doing good. Hey, I want to start with plugging the T-shirts and stickers.
Cool.
I mean, that's the best advertisement that I've been able to do, and it gets the conversation started, and it just gets people who've never heard of it before curious. I mean, y'all got great decals, and also the logos are really, really catching. Or even if people don't ask me about it, I know that some of them are looking it up. Also, the iodine is something that I not only buy for myself, but I mean, y'all are having a lot of sales. I've been buying it and giving it out to people, and that's another way to advertise as well, because y'all have the InfoWars stuff on the supplements.
Let me ask you this, Riley. Do you put your iodine in water, or you just put it directly on the tongue?
Directly under the tongue.
Yeah. That's how I do it. That's how I do it, man. I'm not going to dilute this iodine. I want it on my tongue. I want to feel the power.
Yeah. And I've tried a lot of different iodine supplements, and InfoWars is absolutely the best tasting. I mean, everybody else who has any other product has to mix it with water, mix it with something else. InfoWars is the only one that I've seen where people can actually handle it, taking it straight on the tongue.
But, you know, I've seen how the iodine's made. It's made in these big glass, I don't know what, they're not beakers. They're these giant glass, like, you know, kind of mini cauldrons. And they're mixing it in there. And I've seen the crystals that they keep in the safe at the iodine manufacturing plant. I mean, this stuff, you literally take the iodine, put it in a beaker, and it starts gassing. I mean, I've seen this all with my own eyes. The footage that they show in the commercials, it's all footage I shot. I was there at the plant, saw the whole process. It's amazing. It's not a large business, but probably employs like maybe 30, 40 people. Some in the more of the packaging stuff, and then more of the, and then there's more like the science tech guys who are like making the formulations and stuff like that. It's a really cool, product. One of our first products that we ever started was, Survival Shield. And then we went to the X2, which is when you used to taste the old Survival Shield compared to this X2, this X2 tastes like it is going to put rocket fuel into your body and take you to the next level. Go ahead, Riley. Now, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, what I really wanted to talk about is the next steps. I mean, I know, like, listening to Alex, that it is a catch-22. Like, if we, you know, push back, then they're just going to pull the plug on us.
Yeah.
But we need to start organizing at least a line in the sand. We need to rally behind our sheriffs and call for the arrest of anyone who's been involved with, you know, murder, fraud, or the cover-up of both. We need to draw the line in the sand at the county lines and the state lines. Right now, there's not really a safe haven that you can say, if I go here, you know, I'm safe from tyranny. And we need to start establishing that. Even in Texas, I mean, the governor's flip-flopping. There's multiple counties that'll let some things slide, And then the next thing you know, it's like, wow, I thought we were in a safe place here. And now we're, you know, we're looking down the barrel of a mandate, of a forced vaccine mandate. And, you know, just being in Kentucky, we don't have masks, but, and I'm not really worried about the door to door thing. I feel like it'll be last here about like Texas or Missouri. But at the same time, we need to have a line because there are counties and there are sections of Kentucky that are compromised, and they'll probably be the first before, take Southern Illinois, for example, from where I'm from, mm-hmm. the seven Southern counties, basically when they started doing the lockdowns, the sheriffs put publicly on their Facebook that we're not going to enforce this because this is unconstitutional. And that was, you know, made me proud of where I was from to be like, you know, even though I was from the Socialist Republic of Illinois, I can still stand by the people that I grew up with that are my age that are now the sheriffs and recognize that we have the same mindset.
And you know, and that's like a lot of states. You go out of the city center and people know what freedom is. People are, and they're more self-sustaining. They're healthier. It's a big difference when you get out of those city centers. And it's a shame that, you know, there's a fine line between having too many people move there and then they kind of ruin the ambiance of what's going on in these more rural communities and then having, you know, but if you get people with the right mindset, you can make it work. Definitely can. Hey, I got to jump. We got 30 seconds. I appreciate your call, Riley, and all the information you're bringing up. We do. We do have to get more locally. We did that with Obama. We started trying to educate our sheriffs more. I know Richard Mack was going around just talking to sheriffs like you are the law of the land here in the county. The county levels where you can make the stand, the state levels where you can make the stand. And we do have to tell the feds that they don't rule our lives. And when you send these people door to door, send them packing, man. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here pushing your mandatory vaccines and all your other crap. We'll be right back.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice
It's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Deuce. Sitting next to me to my right is Dan Lyman. I guess you're left if you're watching TV, not if you're behind me. But there's Dan Lyman, who edits the InfoWars Europe and BorderHawk.news websites. And basically, you know, it really, Dan, just talk about this for a second. How you're just one guy. You don't have a ton of, you know, you have support of InfoWars, but you're basically, if you didn't do it, it wouldn't be getting done, essentially. You've got some other writers that you pull from and stuff like that. But basically, you're the guy making these things happen. Tell the people out there how, not how easy it is, but how important it is that just because you're one person doesn't mean you can't get in the fight and do your part.
Absolutely. I mean, anyone can put up a website at this point or a Telegram channel. Doing the Europe news for a while now, I've met so many great people, you know, mostly online, of course, but also in person as well, that are doing their part. And, you know, they're all chipping in, sharing stories. I get stories now from people all over Europe. A lot of it is in foreign languages. And thankfully now with technology, you can translate anything you want on, you know, on the drop of a dime. So you can put in any article into Google Translate or some other translate function and find out what's going on with that story. But what's interesting is very few of those stories ever hit English media where people mm-hmm. can read it from the UK or from America. You know, English is spoken all over the world. So it's really important, at least with what I do, is to take these stories that are in foreign languages and, you know, reconstitute them and add in all the pertinent details and tweets and videos and all that and just get them up online so that people can be exposed to them. And anyone can do that, and you can do that on any platform that you like. Of course, it's getting tougher right now with social media, but you can be on Gab, and you can still function on Twitter, and you can be on Telegram, like I said, or start your own site. And that needs to happen with everything, with these election fraud videos. You can be cutting them up, and you can be posting those on your own mm-hmm. site and making them accessible to your readers or even just your family and friends. I mean, being back in the States right now, I'm starting to see a lot of family and friends that I haven't seen in a while, and, you know, a lot of them are starting to – they're starting to wake up. They're starting to get it. They're starting to say, you know what? I thought you were crazy, but you're right on a lot of this stuff. And the reason that they're waking up is because information is getting to them and it's finally penetrating their sphere. And they need more of that, and they need to be exposed to what's going on, the dark underbelly, everything that's coming out right now, because more people are waking up than ever. And we can thank COVID for that in a way, because a lot of people never thought that they would be living under such hardcore tyranny so fast. And it's really snapping a lot of people out of their slumber. So now is the time to capture them. You have their attention. Share the information in any way that you see fit.
Yeah, you don't want to wake up as they're loading you onto the train, because that at that point, it's too late. And whatever the train is, the train could be a moving sidewalk, the train could be a driverless car, but you don't want to wake up at that point. You want to wake up now, and when you wake up, you need to wake up other people. It's funny when you see people wake up and they have that awakening, they want to tell everybody. It's like, yeah, I know, don't talk to me. I know. Go find some other people. Go wake them up, because that person with that fire, when they're like, whoa,
oh, man, we've been lied to the entire time. Oh, my God. And you're like, yes, yes, yes. Go find others. That's your job now, is to go find others and wake them up. Okay? Because when they want more information, they come to us, and we're going to give them more information. We're going to be here. We're going to shovel it in, as my dad used to tell me at the dinner table, shovel it in. But what we have to do, I mean, that's what we're there for. But the people who are just now waking up need to wake up other people. They need to find 10 more people to wake up. And then those people need to find 10 people. And that's how it grows. It grows exponentially.
Absolutely. You know, for many of us, especially for someone like Alex and yourself, we've been on the front lines for a long time with our family and friends, or in the public, and, you know, taking the abuse, taking all the ridicule. But the people that wake up, like you said, when they overdose on the red pill, they want to talk to you about it. And what they need to do is that now it's their turn to carry it on, you know, pay it forward.
Yeah, you got to rip that umbilical cord out of the back of their heads, just like they did on The Matrix. All right, let's go to Patrick in Boston. Let's talk about voter fraud and the election audit. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, man, you're as likely to find massive voter fraud as you are to bang Scarlett Johansson. So I want to break that down for you. There is not going to be a Durham.
Hey, how do you know I haven't?
You guys have been smashing it to this Durham report for the last 2 years. It's never going to happen, just like you're not going to get with Scarlett, just like I'm not going to get with Scarlett. And let me tell you something. There are two kinds of people who are pushing this nonsense. There's guys like Steve Bannon who are grifting off it, who are smarter, who know exactly that, you know, Trump is not going to be reinstated, but he understands that there's money to be made in stringing people along and running his podcast. And then they're just straight up idiots. And I don't know which category you're in, Rob, but maybe you could enlighten me on this topic.
Okay. Yeah, I will enlighten you with videos I've been putting out for years. I have this theory. It's called the two-week theory. Okay, let me tell you about the two-week theory, Patrick. The two-week theory is when somebody tells you something's going to happen in 2 weeks, it ain't ever going to happen. And I've been harping on this since the Mueller investigation, what was before that, the Inspector General report. And I see these people pushing this stuff. I guess Bill Barr was asked about it one time. So I put out, you can find my channel on YouTube, and it's called 2 weeks, because anything happens, anybody tells you something's going to be 2 weeks, they're full of SH, all right? So I'm in your boat where I think it is all a sham. Now, it is interesting to find all these things, the 11,000 votes that weren't on the rolls, the 74,000 mail-in ballots were received more than mailed out. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this. At least they're auditing elections. I don't think, when's the last time you think we had an election audit? I mean, we've had recounts before, but have you heard of an election audit happening in your lifetime?
Well, you know what? The election audit is being done by a partisan organization. If I decided to have an audit done by MoveOn.org in Florida, do you think you would take it seriously?
No, not at all. And I agree. I know. Okay, a lot of the people are Republican operatives. Yes, I will concede to you that.
Okay. So, and by the way, you talk about, you know, silly tattoos. I actually have Bob Mueller tattooed on my back. You were talking about Bob Mueller. You know, he's actually on my back. He says hello to Roger Stone every day. Look, the problem here is that you guys are peddling nonsense that you know is nonsense, man. Stop it. Stop it.
I wouldn't say I'm peddling nonsense. So.
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's your opinion. Sarah Carter puts out an interview with Devin Nunes. John Durham report is coming, and some people will go to prison.
There is not going to be a Durham report. You and I both know that.
Do you think Durham exists?
How much do you want to bet?
I mean, I'm asking you a question. Do you think Durham exists as a person? Do you think there's a real person named John Durham?
He's actually, he used to work here in Boston.
Okay.
I know, and he was
there's only one picture they show of this guy. I've only seen one picture of him, and it's him standing in front of a court. Outside of a courtroom. It's the only picture I've ever seen of this guy.
Rob, you know damn well that there's not going to be a Durham report. There will be no such thing, and we're just going to move on to the next nonsense conspiracy. This is BS, man.
There's another picture. BS.
Maybe he's right.
Hey, if there's a Durham report, I will come down there and do a naked cartwheel in front of Austin City Hall.
All right, I'm holding you to that, Patrick. I'm holding you to that. Yeah, I do think there will be a Durham report. I think it's going to be a nothing burger, though. So don't get your hopes up. I agree with Patrick. Don't get your hopes up with that. But we will hold him to the naked cartwheel when the Durham report is released. I'm not going to film it, though. We'll get somebody else to film it. Thanks for calling, Patrick. Appreciate your perspective. And I agree. Yeah. You know what's going to happen when we start standing up en masse and demanding and hold our elected leaders accountable?
That's Alex Jones here with two big announcements in the next 60 seconds. First off, green fiber capsules, highest quality fiber you're going to find with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals. This is an incredible formula. Everybody should be taking it. Men, women, children, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. It's our newest product. It's 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have both types of X2. It's the exact same X2 in the bottle, but one has a spray cap, one has a dropper cap for 60 and 40% off, depending on which one. They're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off of the spray bottle is unprecedented, but I want you to experience the power of the good halogen and learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The new green fiber capsules, 50% off, and X2 in the spray bottle and in the dropper bottle for 60 and 40% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Experience deep earth crystal iodine for itself and keep your gut healthy at InfoWarsStore.com. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. Takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without deep earth crystal iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep earth crystal iodine is. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them, and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Attorney General William Barr providing an update to the much-anticipated Spygate investigation.
It'll take 2 weeks. Here's your pomade.
2 weeks? That don't do me no good.
People have been waiting for the final report on what happened with this. What can you tell us?
2 weeks.
How long do you think all that'll take? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
It takes some time.
Or you have it in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
It takes some time to build the case.
2 weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
You sound like a parakeet there. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks from everywhere.
I think you might say we've heard all of that before.
2 weeks! 7!
That was for Patrick, who called in, was telling me I was full of crap. I'm pushing the Durham report. I have several videos. That's my channel, Space Force 7. You can go and look at all the little memes I've put together using the two-week theory. And anytime they tell you, oh, it's coming, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, you're not going to get anything. Because if they had it, they'd put it out. Okay? If you got the smoking gun, put it out. If Durham had, you tell me, you know, when Mueller was interviewing people, every day is who's being interviewed. I haven't heard it, Durham interviewing anybody. Like I said, I don't even know if he's a real person at this point. He could be a construct of the internet. They put together a U.S. attorney. This is a Durham creature that walks around and says 2 weeks. I mean, exactly. There'll be some that comes out and say Durham report on it. Okay. Devin Nunes will jump around like it's something great. You know, they put in like several criminal indictments, you know, in this article. He talks about, I think they had 14 different, I don't know what they call them, criminal something. I'll find it here in a second. But what it's like there's 14, but, you know, they're going to say, oh, they weren't enough. 14 criminal referrals. That's what he calls them. Criminal referrals. Doesn't mean 14 individuals. That means 14 different criminal referrals involving multiple individuals. And that's one of the challenges. 14 ain't a big number, bro. It's literally 2 weeks and 14 days. I mean, take one a day. Can we investigate one a day? You know, how long has he been doing this? I agree. It's going to be a nothing burger. What do you say?
I do wonder, too, if Durham is a real person, and I don't think we'll ever see any legitimate Durham report. And it pains me that the boomies that watch Fox News still think to this day that there's going to be some sort of Durham report. You know, I'm with our last caller on many of the points that he made. There is a lot of grift. There is a lot of false info, false hope being put out there. Copium, hopium, whatever you want to call it. And it's really for the masses, the conservative masses. But, you know, what we do here is 10 hours of broadcasting every day and countless amounts of articles. So if you think we're not going to cover it at all, you're crazy, because it's the news of the day. We can put our slant on it. We can give some additional information. We can play videos like Rob's where it kind of blows the 2 weeks thing out of the water. And we give you a little bit of everything, and you can decide for yourself what it is that you believe in or what you find valuable. But if we didn't cover it at all, then we'd have people on the other side of the coin saying, why isn't InfoWars covering the audit? And they'd be commenting on all the videos. And that was the first comment I saw on Tucker Carlson's last night broadcast. Why didn't Tucker cover the Arizona audit? So you're never going to make everybody happy. We're going to cover the news, and that's what we're going to do.
Amen. Let's go to Aaron in South Carolina. And guys, give me the date on when I uploaded that video. I'm interested to know if that video was uploaded to that channel. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. I wanted to talk about Alex's vindication. I'm stoked. I'm sure you guys are probably stoked because he was getting beat down for a while. Yeah?
Yeah, he was. I think we've turned a corner, honestly, in all this stuff. There's enough information coming out that people know something isn't right, and it's being validated on a lot of different levels, and the Democrats can scream and cry. We have to just stand up strong. Like Alex said yesterday, we have to stand up and say, you're a bunch of criminals, you're a bunch of Chi-Com operatives, you're a bunch of globalists, and we're not going to take this anymore. And we need to keep doing that to these people. Anytime they speak out anywhere, anytime Fauci shows up somewhere, people need to tell him he's a criminal.
Yeah, so I wanted to say I'm glad that he's been vindicated. I feel like he needs that. But at the same time, like he also said last week, so what? Anybody who could read the book of Revelation, anybody who can read their own papers knows what's going to happen. That's not what makes Alex special. What makes Alex special is his willingness to get up, to get in their faces, to go through the persecution, to do what he's done the last 15 or whatever years. That's what makes him special. I don't know how much longer he's going to last. I hope he's got another 50 years in him. But if not, you, Rob, you need to rise up. I need to rise up. We all need to rise up. Carry that same prophetic spirit that Alex is blasting out with, you know.
I agree. And it's been amazing watching him confront these people time after time. He doesn't care. Well, the funniest part, during that Sundar Pichai confrontation, there were other people walking around, and he was getting in their face, too. He was getting in their face. One of them was Ted Deutsch from Florida, got in his face. He calls, you won't even bring me up to testify, and you're calling me a Chi-Com agent or a Russian agent. Get out of my face, you liar. And that's what we need to do. We need to stand up to these people and tell them they're liars, because they get validation when nobody says that to them. They think what they're saying is veritas, and we need to tell them what they're saying is horse pucky.
Right on. Hey, let me plug, yeah?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay, so for a lot of years, Alex, he's matured a lot. You know, he would go on those rants, and I could not take your company seriously. I never bought the products. Finally, one day, I tried it out. I've been taking supplements for over 20 years, and I'm telling you, you guys have the best supplements. I buy them all the time now. And your guys' show, man, you guys are – I saw you January 6th carrying your camera. You guys are doing really good. Tell the whole crew, you've got an awesome production that you're doing. It rivals any cable network show. I mean, you guys are doing really good, and I want you to know that.
So appreciate that, Aaron. What are your products? What do you like? Tell me the products you like.
Well, I take TurboForce almost every day. Dude, I've got all your stuff, the VasoBeats, the iodine, the Alpha Power, the other testosterone dropper. I'm looking at it right now.
Super Male Vitality. My favorite of all of our products is the krill oil. And
yeah, I got that right here, the DNA Force.
DNA Force.
Yep. You guys got good products, that's for sure.
They really are. And, you know, I've taken vitamins for years, too. And you take some of these things, you know, back in the days, take a multivitamin, and I'm like, I don't know if this is doing anything. But,
yeah,
man, you take that krill oil.
That green fiber, I'm about to order that, and I'll try that out.
Yeah, we got it on sale right now, $19.95, I think, or $19.99.
$19.95. Tell Alex to stop doing all these crazy sales, man, please.
Well, you know, he finds that people like to buy on the sales. You know, we do make less money on the sale, but also what I think is good is more people get the products and the word gets out. So what I think he's hoping is that more people will come in and buy, which then allows us to buy more product. Because that's the key, especially with these supply chain breakups, is being able to get product in when you need it. Because there are times when we don't have, you know, Brain Force for a while. Or we don't have Turbo Force for a while. Or we don't have the toothpaste for a while. And, you know, sometimes Alex would say he's got to get on the phone with people and say, hey, where's my products? And they're like, well, we don't have the stuff. Or, you know, but they're, I think a lot of it is they're also the big boxes have got a monopoly on getting stuff first. And they probably have stuff in their contracts because they buy so much. They get first, and we kind of get pushed to the back. So you have to be the squeaky wheel to get your products in now, and it's getting crazy, and it's not getting any better. The inflation's going to stay. Here's an article from the Daily Mail. White House is secretly indicating inflation could last for years. Okay, it's not going to be temporary. Of course, we knew that when they said it was going to be temporary, that'd be a lie. So thanks for your call, Aaron. Appreciate your support. And hey, another satisfied. I don't even want to say customer, another satisfied patriot, another satisfied brother who's out there fighting the good fight. And we'll be right back. We're going to take more of your calls. And Dan, why don't you just stay till the next guest shows up? You know, how's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Here.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com.
and never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of the second hour. That means we still have 1 hour plus left of The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Joining me is Dan Lyman, editor of InfoWars Europe and BorderHawk.news. So, got another article from Peter Schiff, the transitory inflation ruse. So, Peter Schiff wasn't buying it. This is from July 15th. The markets are looking for a sign that transitory inflation period was coming to an end. They didn't get it when the June CPI number came out and much hotter than expected. The producer price index numbers came out Wednesday. They didn't do anything to ease inflation concerns. And now the Fed saying, oh, yeah, we got inflation. We got inflation. It's here to stay. It feels like we're going back into the 70s where we're going to have gas lines. And it's amazing how that shifted. And it is almost like going from, well, was it Gerald Ford to Carter? You know, Gerald Ford was kind of the holdover from Nixon. But then we went to Carter and there were gas lines and the economy started tanking. And then Reagan came around and, you know, kind of pumped the economy back up. There's still inflation. You didn't have the interest rates that you have now, which are very favorable if you're going to go buy a home.
So. Yeah, it's a wild time. And Peter Schiff, to his credit, has been warning about this for a long time. Yeah. And I think that they've been able to prop up this this fiat regime longer than many people expected that they would. I think we're way overdue for a correction, a massive correction. And so we have to give credit to Schiff where credit is due. I think he's definitely wrong on Bitcoin, but he's definitely right on many other things. And, you know, I think it's coming to bear, and we're going to about to find out how destructive these policies have been.
There's a lot of crime, too, that was going on in the big cities. Here we have a video, and I don't know if we need to roll the audio. I haven't listened to it, but horror. Woman screams as she's attacked, robbed, and carjacked in San Francisco Bay Area parking garage in broad daylight. And there's the video right there. Look, pulling a lady out onto the ground, dragging her away from her car.
Are they coming? Oh, God, they're going to run.
Grabbing her stuff.
No, they're not.
And look at the huddled masses in their car. Oh, we'll get it on camera. You know, in Texas, that wouldn't happen. You'd probably get shot because the people here are armed. But, you know, you shoot a guy who points an AK-47 at you, and they're going to charge your ass, especially if you're from Austin, Texas. So you got to be careful out there. Don't put yourself in situations. But, you know, look at that. Trying to grab her things. And, you know, they're not going to go after you if the crime is less than $1,000.
And the crime now is becoming, it's so brazen. Like you said, broad daylight. We publish stories out of the Bay Area all the time. The carjackings are out of control. We published one last week out of Oakland. There's a woman on a busy street in the middle, broad daylight, like that, around noontime. And a guy just walks up to her car while she's in traffic. He gets out of his car, smashes her window, leans in, and grabs all her belongings out of the back seat. All caught on camera, all in broad daylight. And the woman said it took nearly 30 minutes for anyone to call police, and no one was helping her for a while. And this is at a busy time. I mean, people are becoming cowardly. They're also afraid to get involved, and they have no idea who they're dealing with. These people could be armed as well. So, I mean, it is getting crazy.
I'll pull out my phone and record it. That's what they do. They were going to record it. I got it on video. All right. Well, don't stop it. Don't wrestle the guy to the ground or anything. Don't get involved. Yeah, that's the society we're going in. We're being trained to look and use the phone and don't do anything else. And call police, and police aren't coming. They're going to send a social worker now. Let's go to another big city. Henry in Chicago wants to talk about digital license plates in Illinois and the carbon tax. Go ahead, Henry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I'm calling in regards to State Rep. Tom Demmer. He filed a bill to block the GPS tracking license plates in the House bill is 4105. That's a Trojan horse for all the Americans because you're going to be tagged.
Yeah.
There's a carbon tax. Wherever you go, anywhere that you drive your personal car, they're going to be taxed, and the IRS is going to go after you. So we need to fight back. We need to take our country back, and we need to deploy the biggest weapon that we have, which is the Constitution, as ratified in 1788. So all this laws from the Supreme Court are corrupt, and the law of the land is the Constitution, and people need to know that, because otherwise this globalists are taking over our country, and we at war. I have friends that have stopped talking to me because, oh, well, just get along together. No, we're fighting for our country. We've been invaded. They're taking us over, and all these politicians, they work for us, the taxpayers, so we need to hold them accountable for that.
Yeah, and that means going to visit them. That means writing them letters. That means calling them. And not being threatening. It's just saying, hey, man, we know what you're doing. This guy, was it Demme or Demmer? He needs to be congratulated for putting this up. Yeah. And he needs to be, we need to get this guy on the TV talking about the digital license plate and what it means. Because, yes, the digital license plate is going to be set up with all the toll roads. When they set up everything in a toll road, they're going to have little tracking stations everywhere. And it's going to go through probably the streetlights, because that's how they're going to do these things. They're going to have little GPS monitors on them. And they're going to track you by the mile. And they're going to tax you by the mile. And it doesn't matter if you're paying your gas. They're going to go after you because they don't want people driving cars. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, no, I mean, people don't realize. When I told my friends, listen, you're going to be tracked wherever you go because the GPS tracking license plate is going to tabulate all your miles. Oh, no, that will never happen in this country. Listen, we are taken over by the globalist communists. And I'm tired of telling me about PC, you know, political correctness. You know what I call them?
What? You can't say it on the air.
No. Pro-communism and pro-censorship.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, that's exactly what they are.
We need to start thinking that way. It's political correctness is the biggest takeover of our country. Oh, you can say this, you can do that. And now they're going into you cannot call mom and father. Our Constitution, our forefathers, the Bible says our father too. So what the hell is going on with
hold on, Henry. I just got a great idea. As a capitalist, you could be printing out, I'm PC, pro-communist. You can probably make a lot of money on these shirts. There's a lot of dumbasses that would buy that shirt. I'm PC, pro-censorship. And then everybody on Facebook will buy those shirts. They'll be like, yeah, we're pro-censorship. We're stopping people from talking. In fact, let's play that clip from Jen Psaki yesterday. It's clip 7. They're going to flag COVID disinfo to Facebook. So the White House is going to flag messages to Facebook and have them censor them. All right? If that's not Orwellian, and she admits it on TV, here's that clip.
With these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. We also created the COVID community core to get factual information into the hands of local messengers. And we're also investing, as you all have seen, in the president's, the vice president's, and Dr. Fauci's time in meeting with.
That should scare the heck out of you hearing that. They're flagging. They have a team. They're looking for trusted sources. It's on like Donkey Kong. Go ahead, Dan.
I was just going to say, I've heard that clip 3 or 4 times now, and it's a little hard to understand her because she's a marble mouth. But she says COVID community court or COVID community accord. Both sound very eerie. Very strange.
The court is where you go and where they say you are disinformation and they drop you into a hole and you have to fight the, the rancor.
Right.
I think you have to fight the rancor at that point. All right. Henry, anything else before we let you go?
Oh, they started doing the tracking for the COVID vaccine in Lake County, Illinois.
Okay.
So they're going door to door. There's a poster that it was posted, I don't know if on Facebook or whatever.
Hey, get some video of that and send it to us. If you're confronting them, that would just be a bonus, Henry. That would just be a bonus. You're telling them to get out of your neighborhood.
You violated my Fourth Amendment rights.
Exactly. I'm part of the neighborhood watch, and we think you're up to criminal behavior. Get out of here. Violate my Fourth Amendment.
Yep. The problem is I live in a blue city.
Hey, but Henry, problem. Henry, there's more people like you out there. You just got to find them. Thanks for calling.
I know.
Thanks for calling. We got to jump. We're coming up on the break. You're going to stay with me until the bottom of the hour, and then I have another guest coming on. I do want to get into this, and maybe we'll get into this in the first five. And it's the Freedom Phone. In fact, I'm going to save this article until we come back because I want it to be nice and tidy on the segment. That was interesting. Digital license plates are coming. It's this great thing. Now something else is going to break and need a battery. And not work right. Oh, but it's going to track right. It's going to track you perfectly. Don't worry about that because they're going to tax you for every mile that you drive because they don't want you in a car because a car means freedom. And that's why they want you in driverless cars. That's why they want you in electric vehicles because they take longer to fill up and they don't have the range that a gasoline car has. So there you go.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, support
supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, driver, driving down the road.
We are back. Drop off to the great sounds of Dale Watson. So yesterday, Owen had the head, I guess, CEO of Freedom Phone, and it seems great. I was kind of surprised the guy came on InfoWars. Then I'm like, oh, no, we're probably the market that he wants to sell to. You know, right? Candace Owens was, I didn't see her videos, but she said she was on Instagram, shilling for Freedom Phone.
That's what I read.
Oh, you read. So you haven't seen them.
I haven't. I just got it this morning.
Okay. And I heard Jack Pistove, Eric Finman, that's his name. And while, you know, go watch that video. Creator Freedom Phone speaks against big tech and why he's fighting it. This guy may be a great guy. I don't know. I don't know him. He doesn't have a long history. I know he made money on Bitcoin, which, you know, suddenly that makes you a god in the eyes of the meme culture. I just want to let everybody know this. Okay. Trump fans like Candace Owens and Jack Pistovic are hyping $500 Freedom Phone, which appears to be a cheap Chinese handset with a big markup. So in his video, he talks about it being a really fast processor. He doesn't say how fast. And he says it's got these great cameras. And he said the front camera's got a high megapixel count, but he doesn't say how much, which those are numbers that everybody touts in their marketing. 8 megapixel, 10 megapixel, 50 megapixel, which they don't have yet. But and then they also talk about the processor. So maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. I know we need to definitely get a couple and take a crack into them, see what we can find. We got some people who can do this. But I just want to let people know about this. Overhead shot, please. How the FBI cracked a global crime ring by selling them compromised phones. Okay? To me, that headline says, buyer beware. Okay? We don't know who this guy is. He could be a great guy. We don't know. All I'm saying is the FBI just nabbed a crime ring. Through a backdoor messaging app is how they did it. Now, he says he put Signal on it, but they also have a text feature. So we don't know. Does the text feature go right into the FBI? Or if it's a cheap Chinese handset, are these things being got a little chip in there, which I think in almost every good that comes out of China that's being made in China, not Taiwan, not Korea, we're finding chips in them that were leaving back doors open. So I think these are questions that we should be asking. These are questions that should definitely be asked. And I do know that Adam Curry has challenged this guy to a debate. Adam Curry does a lot of, he was into podcasting, head of the originator of the first podcasts. He's the one who invented it. He also does a lot in spyware and non-tracking phones. So he's challenged this guy to a debate. And I think he's going to have some big questions. I don't think this guy will be able to answer them. I think he needs to have his little tech guy with him to answer these. But yeah. Here's another one. Huge international crime ring smashed by police using encrypted phones. So the police sold the encrypted phones to the criminals. The criminals then used them to talk and plan their activity. Now, being a patriot is now against the law. All right. We've been told if you were anywhere near January 6th, if you think elections aren't all on the up and up, then you could be a criminal. So, and this is being directly marketed to MAGA people. I don't see the left getting on board with this at all. Can the FBI hack into private signal messages on a locked iPhone? Evidence indicates yes. That's Forbes. So sometimes Forbes is on, sometimes they're not. But all I'm saying is be aware of these things before you jump into a Freedom Phone and start planning your next insurrection. Anything. You plan anything. We learned that out of the, I don't know how many people they arrested in Michigan, the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, but 12 of them were FBI informants. Okay. So they're everywhere. You lift up at a thing, you see some roaches, they're probably FBI agents. So that's what I want to say on the Freedom Phone. Is the Freedom Phone really free? What is the cost? It's not really free. It's $500. But what do you think, Dan Lyman?
Be wary. Maybe try it out. And be wary of Signal, too. Don't take that at face value.
I agree. I don't use Signal. People like to use it, and I'm like, oh, just put it out. Look, don't do anything illegal and put it all out there. Okay? We're not doing anything illegal. We're just talking to the American people, trying to wake them up.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We are back. Final hour of The American Journal. Coming up next will be the Alex Jones Show. And I know Alex is raring to go. He's been on a tear lately. It's been interesting watching the shows because, like, the first hour, and I see where he gets it from. If I had to do this every day, I'd probably be an angrier person. I don't have to look at the news and also maintain my composure and deliver, you know, words in sentence structure every day. I don't have to do that. So the guys that are up here doing this, it really is like PTSD. They're getting shell-shocked from all this stuff. And it's terrible, especially the news that's coming out now. I mean, in some ways, it's amazing because it's stuff we've been saying for a long time, and it's finally coming out. And we're like, yeah, we know, you know, we know the Delta variant's another load of BS. But how do you feel reading all this stuff every day? How do you get through it?
Oh, people ask me that. They say, how do you do this every day? And you get kind of numb to it. But like you said, when someone like Alex or Owen or Harrison have to come on the air and sit under these bright lights for 3 or 4 hours and regurgitate it and process it even further and talk about it and share it with a large audience, that's like multiplying the negative effects definitely exponentially. But it is hard to take it in. It's hard to see what's going on to our country, to our civilization at this point. It's very frustrating. But at the same time, I'm glad that more people are paying attention. But it definitely gets a little bit tiring to just see negative story after negative story after negative story. And a lot of it that I cover is immigration related and crime related. So it's really like people directly being hurt a lot of the time and a lot of
exploited, definitely
exploited, yeah. Physically hurt, killed, whatever it is. And it's tough because, you know, so much of it is preventable.
It really is. And what we should be looking at, I will agree with Kamala Harris on this one point. Why are these people leaving? I mean, we know they invited them, but the conditions in their countries, there's no reason in 2021 that we don't have this technology that we have, we can't export to third world countries and start helping them out. And you know, we were on kind of this way of progress. We could get these countries moving faster, but it's all, it goes back to it. It's all corrupt. And the people that are ingrained in there, the people that have come to the power structures are either bought off globalists or they're corrupt kind of thugs. And it's hard to find people that are real. And the people that are real, well, hey, you don't want the vaccine coming into your country? Oh, we're going to shoot you dead. So it's a tough position to be in. I feel bad for people going in South Africa right now. It looks like Road Warrior out there. And interesting story that came through. Only store not looted in South African shopping mall is the bookshop. That just reminds me of a Chris Rock joke that I'm not even going to talk about on the air, but the video's there. If you guys got the video, throw it up. Let's go to Curtis in Virginia. You don't have any comment on that, do you?
I'm going to let it be. Let that one sit.
Let it be. All right, Curtis, how's it going, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just getting down off the ladder, my friend.
Oh, all right. So, a working man.
Get the
be careful.
Face mask on. I got my headphones in. Let me talk to you.
Well, that sounded good. You sounded fine with the headphones on. What are you doing on that ladder? You painting?
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, so my wife told me that I was kicked out unless I got the shot, you know?
What?
But she was going through breast cancer surgery, so it's pretty understandable.
Did you get the shot?
But I got the Johnson & Johnson shot.
All right, the viral vector. All right. Made out of the monkey adrenochrome. All right.
Right. I mean, I felt like I was, you know, at least a little safer.
Yeah. How'd you feel? How'd you feel after it?
Well, let me tell you, I went in there like, I'm going to pull this thing out of me, you know? I even brought a little syringe to, like, try to suck it, just whatever, you know? And I started squeezing, and then they came back in and said, oh, it's red, you know? And they literally sat there and watched me.
That's a side effect, sir. You're having a side effect.
But later on, I squeezed it more, and, like, it was strange. Clear liquid came out through, like, numerous pores. But anyway, that just brought up, like, you know, can we get it out of us once they put it in, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just something I thought of.
All right. So you took one for the team. I appreciate that.
Yeah. My wife didn't kick me out, saved the family, all that. Anyway, my plug is, I love iodine, and this form of iodine and NX2 is just absolutely wonderful. And I've always been kind of an iodine person. So.
It's the best. I love it. I can't say enough about it.
I want to know when vitamin mineral fusion is back.
Your guess is as good as mine, brother. But I suggest this. When it comes back in stock, get three or four of them. Because
I know.
It comes in, we get like 10,000 of them, and they're out the door as soon as we get them in. Because people do. That vitamin mineral fusion is good. Every once in a while, I'll find one here, and I'll make a little potion up during the day. I'll find one that's been sitting around. Yeah, it's great stuff. Vitamin mineral fusion. Can't say enough good. It tastes great too. It doesn't, you know, some of these things, I don't even know if we still sell this product anymore, but Innerfood, you put that in water. It tastes very green. It doesn't have like a super pleasant taste. It does taste like you're drinking something powerful and it's good. But it doesn't taste like vitamin mineral fusion. We do sell Innerfood. Look at that. And that's great stuff too. Innerfood's great. But it doesn't taste like vitamin mineral fusion. I haven't mixed the two though. I wonder what that would do. I'm a mixer. I like to mix things.
Throw in some bone broth.
Usually with vodka. All right, Curtis, anything else before you get back on the ladder?
Yeah, I'm going to order the fizzy magnesium.
That's good too.
And,
yeah.
You know, go for that. I was there January 6th on the Capitol steps and heard the guy come from inside saying, "Here's Johnny." And he opened the door like The Shining, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We live in a beautiful country and a lot of friendly folks. We're all happy. Let's continue that, okay?
All right, brother. Appreciate your call.
All right.
I'm going to go to Clown Car. Last time he called, I got enraged, not from you, Clown Car, but your story and what you had to say. I hope you got some good news for me today. What's going on in New York, Clown Car?
Hey, Captain Clown Car reporting for duty, Information Warrior. I'd like to let you know I tried to post something on Instagram. Michael Cavalli Wellness, the guy in Florida who had Dr. Santis, whatever his name is, Governor Santis help him out with the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to post something about how, you know, America needs help, you know, as much as Cuba. And somebody commented back that Americans are fat and lazy. I said, well, if you would have gotten some supplements at InfoWars store, and I got blocked. And I sent you guys a copy of that. Did you get it? Go look in the show info real quick.
So, well, I'll look at it during the break. I'll check it out. In fact, if you're near your computer, you can just email me, robd@infowars.com, robd@infowars.com, and I could pull it up a lot quicker that way.
We got to start doing our own little covert ops. I mean, outside these transmission centers down in where we're talking about all this COVID stuff, we need to set up microphones, hidden cameras of our own to hear these people talking when we're not around. Do it down at the border. Do it down at these centers. Do it down at these these publicists' offices where they create all their lies. We need to find out who's doing this and hold them accountable. Starting simple, little people at once, build up the ladder, start locally.
Yeah, I agree. And we need more people, whistleblowers, to know. They know what's wrong. They know what's going on. They need to come out. There's plenty of witnesses that have seen this stuff going down in every format. Well, you know, at the border, we're hearing that the military is now flying people around. On top of just the abject human smuggling that's going on. And the people we've met where they've got these networks and their people are driving down from Pennsylvania getting young women to go work in their restaurants. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. It's really disgusting. They like to have them with kids so they can hold it over. They're like, you better work or you're not going to get any food for your kids. It's disgusting.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial corporate controlled slaves, worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, I'd like to thank Miss Brittany for sending me a little update. I guess she's been watching the show. She said, Mike Lindell is having his cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Location will only be given an invite to media and government officials. So there you go. And hopefully it'll be live. I'm sure it'll be live streamed. I'm sure there'll be some live stream of it. We will put it out here if we have it. And hope maybe we could send somebody up there to videotape what's going on. I give it to Mike Lindell. He's putting his money where his mouth is. A great patriot, and I have nothing but love for Mike Lindell. And he may not even be 100% right on any of this stuff, but you know what? Nobody's going to be 100% right. Nobody. So, what do you think?
He's a great patriot, great pillows, great towels. I'm a big fan. And he's really, like you said, putting his money where his mouth is. There are so many disingenuous people. There are so many grifters. I don't think Mike Lindell could be considered one of those people because he's actually investing so much money and trying to do the right thing and keeping a lot of shows afloat, keeping shows like Tucker's afloat in a way, you know, with the advertising revenues. So, so much respect to Mike Lindell. And, like you said, not everyone's going to get everything right, but that's because we don't have all the information, but he's someone who's definitely trying to.
He's looking for it. I was really impressed. I think it was he went on Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm like, oh, I got to watch this. Because Kimmel was trying to make fun of him and doing all this stuff. Lindell was just like, boom, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Hey, you could tell. Listen, I'm a reformed crackhead. Nothing that you can say can hurt me at this point. He didn't say that, but that was the attitude I felt that he was putting out. He's like, look, say whatever you want about me. We're going to find out what went on in this election. Because we all know it was all bull. We all know it. All right, let's go to Ryan in California, and then we'll go to Mario. Go ahead, Ryan. Ryan in California. I know I had you on hold for a while.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you guys a good testimony about three products that I really enjoy. Super Male Vitality, the X2, the Iodine, and Brain Force Plus. And, you know, it's good just taking them probably on like a regular day. But if you take them continually for 3 months, you're going to be like feeling so good, you know? Don't just buy one bottle. You got to buy like three.
There you go. What part of California are you in?
I'm out here in the north.
Ah. The Jeffersonian area of California.
Yeah, lots of Trump flags, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some people that don't even think California was on the up and up and that there was some chicanery going on there, looking at how the votes were counted. So
I've seen so many Trump flags here and the F. Biden flags around here, and they're still flying them. People are still flying them. So,
yeah. Not because they know. People know what's going on.
They know, but you know, we're not crazy people, right? We're waiting for something lawful.
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. We got to wait for it lawfully. But we got to not stop and keep asking questions and keep pushing. Yeah, there you go. There's the Trump One banner. Look at that. Guy's trying to pull it down. Look at that. That's a great movement too. The Trump One movement going on in all these hardly filled stadiums with nobody going to them. You know, look, that one's the most filled I think I've ever seen. I guess that might have been Yankee Stadium. But, yeah, we need to see more people. There's a guy flipping them off. How dare you, you fascist. There's still people calling Trump like, oh, he's, you know, there was a girl, some influencer, went up and met the president at the UFC, which, you know, you don't hear about how great the reception was on UFC unless you hear it from Joe Rogan because, you know, ESPN cut around it and probably I imagine they knew Trump was coming and they were prepared to go to shots or go to packages that would cover up the applause. And all they need to do is cover it up for like 2 minutes. So it wouldn't have been hard to do. But to think about like that, oh, we can't let anybody see the people clapping for president. We have to hide it. So it's amazing the lengths that people go to just to hate on this guy who was trying to do the best for the country. And hey, now we're going to get 10% inflation. So eat it, suckers. That's what you get.
You know, I was just down in Miami visiting some family, and I was out on a run, and I was going through this kind of busy intersection. And there was a guy in the intersection. He was on a bicycle holding a huge Trump 2020 banner, and he was basically cycling around the intersection, very polite, making sure he wasn't blocking any moving traffic, but he was just waving this huge flag on the bike. And I watched him for 5 or 10 minutes, expecting some fireworks, you know, something, maybe someone trying to do something, someone trying to hit him. I don't know. All I saw was positive reaction, honks, cheers, nothing negative. And I said, you know, I'm in Miami. I mean, yeah. Miami goes either way. There's a lot of there was plenty of Trump supporters this time around, but it could have gone either way. And this guy was out there totally courageous, still waving the flag and nothing but support for him.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Proof's in the pudding. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Let's go to Mario in the same state of California. Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate that. so I just kind of wanted to kind of put some
stuff out there. I was trying to get more, you know, Latinos to kind of step up. You know, a lot of this information, it's just so much. And, you know, I'm a first generation, like, you know, Mexican, American. And I always explain to my parents, my dad, my mom, what's going on. My mom, you know, she's a little kind of on the iffy side, but my dad, he seems to understand. He was a Trump supporter before I was. And then once my wife started telling me about the adrenochrome and the conspiracy theories, I was like, oh, I'm trying to do my research. And then I went down this rabbit hole. And it just,
wait, your wife told you about this stuff?
Yeah. And
wow.
You know what? And it's crazy because she doesn't believe it. She just, or she believes it, but she's like, there's nothing we can do. It's none of our business. You don't want to put yourself out there. They're going to come after you or us. And so she like absolutely hates this. I can't talk to her about anything. So that's kind of like where we're at. And what I do is, you know, I work at a credit union. I come to work, you know, I help people and I'm talking to everyone. And I have, you know, English and Spanish speaking members, and sometimes it comes up, you know, Trump won and the vaccines, and I'm letting them know what I'm listening to. I show them the website. But you know, a lot of my, you know, demographic in the area I work in is Spanish speaking. So when I talk to them, they know, but they don't know where to get the information. When I show it, it's in English. I was like, man, we need to start putting more information out there, but bilingual. So, mm-hmm. you know, more people could read it. And it's just, I don't know. I didn't look for that, but I just wish that we could just possibly do citizen's arrest, go get Bill Gates, go get Fauci. You know, let's show the evidence we have. You know, if this stems up to like justice system, and it gets me so angry. Sometimes I'm like Alex Jones screaming my head off because it's
beating on your dashboard as your car as you're driving home. Yeah. Well, that's me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That goes back to exactly what we were saying a little while ago. You can take charge of that. You can do that. You can take articles and content that's in English and translate it to Spanish and get
it. Send it to us and we'll post it. In fact, there's a guy, I'm going to get back in touch with him, who did a couple translations for us, and then I think he got sick, and then we just kind of didn't keep it track. But you know what? I'll reach out to him today, see if he still wants to do it, because he was just doing voiceovers to Greg Reese videos. And but yeah, I do think, yes, I agree. The vaccine information, especially some of the Sherry Tenpenny interviews. The problem is, these are hour-long interviews, and to put that together is a big undertaking. But we need to do it. We need to get more information out there. I totally agree. We do have a channel, InfoWeras, where you can grab some of the stuff we've put up and in Spanish and spread that around. One of them's a joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health. And we've packed it all in to Fiber Green Caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing. And right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Headed down south to the land of the pines.
All right. Thanks for joining us here on the American Journal, final half hour of the show. We were trying to, I didn't want to promo this guest coming up because we weren't sure if we were getting him on, but we do have him on, and I'm going to go to him in 1 second. It's Hunter Bloom. You may have seen him from that viral video. He was at a Yankees game, and a bully tried to steal his Trump hat, and he triumphantly put it back on after saying, no, I want my hat back. But before we go to that, I just want to read this. This is from Andrew Torba, the head of Gab, creator of Gab. This was sent to me this morning. Stay the hell away from the Freedom Phone grift. Instead, look into No Agenda Phone, which allows you to follow a simple guide to make your own ungoogled Android phone that is secure. This is the same path we might be taking for the Gab phone. Give you a detailed guide on how to build one yourself, along with selling a service where we make one for you. And they use Graphene OS is what they're using to do those no agenda phones. It's secure, privacy-friendly, ungoogled Android operating system that is open source. So I think open source is the key. That allows anyone to look at it. Even Richard Stallman approved open source, although he probably doesn't use a smartphone at all. But so noagendaphone.com is the website he puts on there. Check that out if you want to build your own freedom phone, I guess. And he said, so what he's saying is, from a very libertarian perspective, build it yourself. Don't go buy one. And I think people are going to see these, you know, the truth will come out eventually of what the freedom phone is. It'll happen. So, you know, I think it's a good idea. I like the idea. This might not be the one. You know, we'll see. And then you got the FBI angle selling phones. Hey, these are Chinese made smartphones anyway, so you don't know what you're getting in the end. So I don't trust anything coming from China. I just assume it's going to spy on me. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. I mean, at minimum, it'd be nice if it was an American made phone. Might cost a little bit more, but we got to pay a little bit more for good stuff and stuff we can trust.
There you go. Well, let's go to our guest Hunter Blumen. Why don't you just roll the footage while we bring him on of his encounter at Yankee Stadium that kind of made him a bit of a viral celebrity. So I guess here we go. They're going after him now. They're trying to get his phone or his hat. He's got the hat in his hand, but he's going to put it back on. I guess security was talking to you. Hunter, take us through this. Welcome to the show. Take us through what happened in your encounter. What were the police saying to you right there?
So basically, that was like a little bit of a snippet of the video. The security was actually on my side. Fortunately, they saw the whole ordeal go on, because, you know, otherwise the unhinged lady probably would have pulled some card that I provoked her, that I instigated. But basically, I sat down in my section at Yankees Met game, July 4th, Subway Series, and I wear the cap wherever I go. But being from New York, I understand that it's going to elicit a response. Usually a negative reaction. So I don't really wear my cap forward. I wear it backwards. If you could know, if you know, you know. If you appreciate it, you'll give me a thumbs up. If not, you'll just walk by, probably unnotice it. I sit down in my section, and this lady notices it, and she goes absolutely ape. She starts chirping at me. You know, you decide to sit down in a Latino section with the Trump cap. How dare you? And I just, you know, being in New York, I learned how to deal with lunatics. I just try to ignore them as best as possible. Unfortunately, she was not stopping. She was relentless. She kept on going at it. And I was just, you know, trying to enjoy the game. I finally paid a lot for tickets. I wanted to view it. It was a big game. And she sort of turns to her boyfriend and says, "You're going to let him just do this?" And they're sitting a row behind me. And I listened to him respond, "Do what?" He didn't actually do anything. She's like, "Sit here with that racist cap." So, you know, being that she sort of required him to do something to earn her respect, he got up and he made a move towards me, and he took my cap and he threw it towards the field. So fortunately, security was watching, because otherwise they probably would have pulled, you know, some excuse that I instigated it. And the security brought the cap back. And they surprisingly didn't even eject her on the spot, which, you know, I think that was enough of an offense to be ejected. They were just telling me, you know, "We're going to try to calm it down. We're going to try to de-escalate," which I was technically cool with. But in the presence of security, that's what the video that you're playing on the screen is currently showing. She then went back. She was so insulted, so aggravated by the cap, that she then went ahead to take it again. And that's when the crowd, that's what elicited the response. That's what forced security to kick them out.
Because the crowd was all Trump won, right? The same.
Yeah, yeah. It was lit. It was very unexpected from a New York audience.
Yeah, interesting. And, you know, Trump's from New York, so I think he's got some hometown flavor there. Now, I couldn't really tell in the video, was she a white person? What was her, from your look, what was her ethnicity, race?
So she was, it happens to be, most of the negative reactions I get in New York are from these like uber limousine liberal white people. But in this situation, it was actually Latino. That's why she was so offended. because I sat down next to a Latino with a Trump cap, which I don't really see the affiliation or the insult. But surprisingly, the most of the positive reaction I got were from other minorities. I don't know if it was based on the fact that I was standing my ground or based on the fact that they like Trump, which I do see a very high proportion of them supporting Trump in the city.
Yeah.
I think because they see what the alternative is. Those are, you know, the most radically supportive of Trump from the bigger cities.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting. And then did you have any more problems at the end of the for the rest of the game, or was it just?
So security wasn't as supportive as it should have been. We were completely not at fault. I mean, I was a Caucasian male Trump supporter against the woman minority. I knew that the deck was stacked against me. I knew that whatever I do is going to be viewed in negative light. So we really, like, even as she was punching us, I was like exercising restraint. I was trying to be as, you know, de-escalating as possible. But security sort of like told us like not to provoke, as if we were
brought
this upon ourselves.
Don't make any sudden moves to protect yourself or your property.
Exactly. They were like they wanted to make it as if both sides were at fault, even though it was clearly one side, which I think the reaction sort of justifies and indicates who is in the right in this situation.
I agree. You got any questions?
That was well handled, man. I think you did a great job. And these can be very tense situations, especially when they're initiating physical contact and they're actually taking your possession. So I think you handled yourself really well. And I would say be careful wearing your hat backwards, because you never know who's going to come at you from behind. But you're a very brave dude for wearing that thing around New York City. And I commend you for that. Salute.
I appreciate that.
There you go. And there's the article with the video. You can go video. Liberal fails to steal MAGA hat at MLB Mets and Yankees game. Unite to chant Trump 2024. That I think is probably the most powerful thing. How did that make you feel when everybody started chanting Trump 2024?
So initially, there were a lot of fans that were turning around just telling me, don't put it on. You know, you got it back. You won this dispute. You got it kicked out. And then the people that were videoing it, the two minorities,
yeah,
the two black Trump supporters, when they told me to put it on, I'm like, okay, if I got their support, I'm in good hands. I'm doing it.
And they were Mets fans, too. Are you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
No, I'm a Yankee fan. But
look at that.
This is
common ground, though. Common ground with the Trump hat.
Correct. He was able to unite Yankees and Mets, which is a pretty profound accomplishment.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the most profound accomplishment of the day right there, is Yankees fans and Mets fans agreeing on something.
Yeah.
Who won the game?
You'll be surprised. The Yankees ended up winning.
Okay.
The only game in that series. You'll be surprised how many people came over to me and like had to like whisper their support for Trump. And like these were from all walks of life.
Good job, brother. Yeah. We're with you. See, that's sad. That's sad. But you notice nobody's even cares about Biden. There's nobody going, no, Biden. She just is attacking you because of Trump. Probably not even a Biden. Probably didn't even vote in this election. Most likely a Puerto Rican. Probably has something to do with that Puerto Rican hurricane. That she hates Trump and thinks he's a racist. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it. Who knows?
I think it's a safe bet. Yeah. A lot of people buy the media. So.
They do. They do buy it. All right, we'll come back one more segment with you. Maybe take a final call. I got a couple people still hanging on the line. We got actually a guy from New York, Matt. And maybe we'll take his call when we come back, a fellow New Yorker, to see what his perspective is. So thanks for watching The American Journal. You got my host, Hunter Bloom, who's standing up for what's right in this country in the middle of a baseball game, America's pastime. So we salute you, Hunter. We'll be right back.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them, and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with two big announcements in the next 60 seconds. First off, green fiber capsules, highest quality fiber you're going to find, with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals.
This is an incredible formula. Everybody should be taking it. Men, women, children, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. It's our newest product. It's 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have both types of X2s, the exact same X2 with the bottle, but one has a spray cap, one has a dropper cap for 60 and 40% off, depending on which one. They're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off of the spray bottle is unprecedented, but I want you to experience the power of the good halogen and learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The new green fiber capsules, 50% off, and X2 in the spray bottle and in the dropper bottle for 60 and 40% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Experience Deep Earth Crystal Iodine for itself and keep your gut healthy at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of The American Journal. Thank you all for joining me today. I got a couple callers I'm going to try to get to. We also have Hunter Bloom on the line. He was the man who stood up for his right to wear a MAGA hat at a baseball game. A baseball cap at a baseball game. Imagine that. He would be so bold to do that. And in the process of wearing his MAGA hat, he also united two gangs, two rival gangs in New York. You've seen the gangs in New York. These guys bring out meat cleavers and hack each other to death. But on that day, Yankees fans and Mets fans were united chanting Trump 2024. Now, before we go back to Mr. Bloom, I want to tell everybody about the InfoWars store sales, because the only way we're on the air, the only way we're able to bring you these reports, the only way we're able to give you this analysis, the only way we're able to have band.video and InfoWars and all the other satellite operations is by people going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting our products. Right now, the Greens Fiber Capsules, Total Amino Acid Supercharger, introductory price $19.95. Right there, 33% off. Winter Sun, 50% off. Okay, that's your vitamin D. Stock up now, because that's the thing with the supply chain. You don't know when it's coming back around. You heard the caller from California. He said he gets three bottles at a time. Okay, that's your 3 month supply. And then when you have, then you got at least 1 month left, then you start trying to order again. Knockout sleep support, 50% off. Down and out liquid sleep support, 50% off. Alexa Pro, 10% off, only 50 in stock. Get yours now. We got Survival Shield X2 in the dropper, 40%, and the spray bottle, 60%. Same great formula in either bottle. It's the same formula, same X2. Okay? Get the spray bottle. Get the spray bottle. It's a lot cheaper. And it's the same stuff, same X2. Privacy pouches, 50% off. Supermail Vitality, that's your real freedom phone right there. Supermail Super Female Vitality, 50% off. All water filtration systems, 10% off. And storable food supplies, 10% off. Stock up on your storable food. We're coming to 10% inflation. Let's see. Let's go to the call real quick. Let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, how are you doing today?
Americans, we have Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch on it. And rest at ease, we have Giuliani, a man who at the most crucial state in American history has time to make Joe Pesci jokes.
But anyway, and drink a few tonics.
Yeah. The definition of insanity, we all know, is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And that's what we're doing here with this election thing. Listen, the whole game is rigged, all right? You have to realize that the important thing that we have to do is just protect our constitutional rights. That's the only thing that we have control over. We have no control over the elections. That guy getting his hat ripped off, that's precisely the response Trump wants with the divisiveness that he has caused. That is precisely what they want.
Yankees fans and Mets fans coming together. Only Trump could do that.
No, my friend. He wants the woman to rip the hat.
Oh, he wants the woman to grab the hat, you think. So you think Trump wants division?
Yes. But, buddy, they're all in on it. It's a joke, man. They give us a box of poop and go, pull out a chocolate donut, right? We try to pull out a chocolate donut, and we're like, oh, wait a minute, this looks like poop. And they're like, no, wait, take a taste. It's a chocolate donut. And we take a taste, and we're like, no, it's poop.
Yeah. Listen,
it's all poop. The game is rigged. We got to get out of the game. We got to form the Knights of the Constitution, right? And we have to protect the Constitution, and we have to go after every one of these corrupt pieces of garbage legally and lawfully, right? And hold them to the Constitution, because they can't break these God-given rights that are given to us. They can't just go, oh, but they are bound by these contracts, right? We must protect the written word is the only thing that we have to go by. Not what these people say, not anything else.
What they write that down.
Written word.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, did you vote in the New York City mayor election?
No, sir. No, sir. I did not. I want to run for mayor in New York. I tell you that. Who do we got to choose from? Everybody's corrupt, bro. No one's talking about the Smith-Mund Modernization Act. No, they're all in on it.
Oh, so yeah. Well, I think the guardian angel who's running as a Republican is probably your best bet if you want to change New York City where it's going right now.
No, man. I mean, look at Giuliani. The guy's he's goofing on us. The guy's making my cousin Vinny references during the most crucial time in American history.
Yeah.
These guys are garbage. You think that guy really took down the mafia? You think John Gotti and all those guys, you think they would really let that happen? Those guys are the mafia. Are you kidding me?
Hey, you know, Giuliani was on March during 9/11. So there you go. Hey, I'm going to let Mr. Bloom respond to what the things you've been saying there so we can get New Yorkers talking to each other. Go ahead. Hunter, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with his very, skeptical standpoint. But first of all, Giuliani was the best mayor that the city could ever have. It was a miracle that he was even able to get elected in the 21st century in such a liberal city. And I think you speak to anyone, he cleaned it up. And he's one of the few people who really stuck his neck out on the line for Trump. So I think you could see he's an authentic person, even when it came with severe repercussions. He lost his law license. I don't think he could walk around safely in New York. I was at a Yankee game a few months ago where they put him on the big screen and everyone started booing. I mean, this was a mayor that at one point had 95% approval rating after 9/11. So I do agree with that, like, all politicians deserve to be, they're all corrupt. They're all in on it. But Giuliani may be the exception. And I think that New York City would be fortunate to have him back.
Yeah, or somebody like him. I'm for the guardian angel. I forget his name.
Curtis Sliwa.
You know, I don't agree with everything the guardian angels say, or his, they're a little more liberal than I like. But these guys get in the game and they stand up. There's an account of them just, of course, it was a Foot Locker, but they're standing there stopping looting, fought off three different waves of looters. He got hit in the face with a hammer, broke his jaw. That's a guy who I want as my mayor of New York, and maybe this Matt guy. It depends on his last name. Matt, what's your last name?
I'm not going to give that over the phone.
All right, fine. I agree.
Rambo.
What's that?
This is Lone Wolf, as far as I'm concerned. Lone Wolf.
Matt Lone Wolf. All right. Well, hey, I hope you do run for mayor. I'd like to see you get out there and talk about things like the Smith-Mund. I appreciate your call.
What's your last name?
My last name's Dew, Rob Dew. I say it every day, brother.
Oh man, that's not one of those made up names like Stuart.
It's on my birth certificate, man. On my driver's license, DEW. I'm an action verb, baby. I get in the game. I do things.
Yeah, me too, brother. Me too. I was at 9/11. I got a giant lump on my neck right now from it. Me too, brother.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. What's your number? But what I was gonna say is Stuart Road.
Yeah.
Is Saint Road. That's where the Knights of the Crusade is. So what I do is I deconstruct names and stuff like that. So that guy's definitely an operative, 100%. Stuart Road, St. Road, you know what I mean? That guy, 100%.
All right, Rob Dew, though, what's that? Am I safe? Am I a knight of the Constitution?
You're like Mr. Pink in the movie, you know what I mean? They gave you a horrible name. They're like, Rob Dew, You know what I mean?
Why am I Rob Dew? Why can't I be Rob Dew?
He sounds like Dew. Maybe one day you stepped in dog poo when you came into the meeting, you know what I mean? They're like, it's Rob Dew.
Yeah, I've heard all of this. You stop bringing up my bad childhood memories. Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. Let's go to Julie in Maryland. Go ahead, Julie. You're our tail gunner. I'll give you about a minute.
Sunshine. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being light after a week of listening to Harrison, Alex, and Owen. You're the bright light. It's light.
I'm telling you, it's only because I don't do this every day. If I did this every day, I'd be just like them.
Listen, I get it, dude. We have a hard time listening to it. It's me and Mom. Listen, I got a couple things to say. I'm going to shoot them right off.
Do it.
Listen, Steven, you called in the other day and you had something to say. I got your back, dude. I totally get it. Number two, I love the fact that you don't have a whole lot of women on, and I know I'm going to catch flack for this, but I love the fact that men are at the helm here. I want men leading InfoWars. Number three, I've got an excellent idea for a T-shirt. I love Uncle Alex. Okay? I called him before, and Alex used my two-minute rant for 15 days on his show.
Oh, yeah. So you're the snot? You're the snot?
I'm the snot lady, okay?
All right. Hey, I got to let you go with that. That's great. We have played your commercial a lot, and we love listening to you talk. Hunter, anything you want to say? Where can people find out more about you and what you're doing? Are you doing anything active now? Has this made you turn you into an activist?
No, not really. I mean, I always wear my cap wherever I go. Now I'm wearing it forward to try to, you know, gauge your reaction. I think that's the best way to determine for people who are on the fence if Trump won. I assume most of your listeners know that he won.
Yeah.
I venture you to just wear a cap, even in a liberal city, and see the reaction you get, and then try to, you know, rectify that with the results that you see. I think that you'll be very, very surprised to see that the results that came out were not necessarily reflective of the general public's attitude.
I totally
That's
agree.
Why I wear it.
Thank you for standing up, Hunter. It's little moments like that that are going to change this country and change people's attitudes. Thank you for watching The American Journal. Alex Jones Show is coming up next. Thank you to Dan Lyman for joining me. All right, we'll see you later.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with a globalist, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Find us at InfoWarsStore.com.